It makes sense for Rashford because he obviously will move away from Manchester, who's becoming a toxic environment for him, and he will be a step up.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Yeah, I suppose I'll let Mark start and then I'll conclude if that's okay.
Yeah, first of all, just to say thanks and our gratitude for Colin for his efforts and commitment to the women's national team over the last period of time. We have huge respect for him as a person, as a coach. The decision we made to not renew Eileen's contract was purely a football decision, and that was the same with Colin's in terms of a football decision. All of my conversations before leading up to the final games against Wales and then after that, they were all confidential, and that's the plan to keep that in a way. It's not my intention today to share any of those details, not my style or our style as an association. It's important to remain confidential. Obviously, not in my control or our control that some of the elements of those conversations have been aired publicly. What I can say is I've been very consistent in all my conversations with Colin, his agent, and other people that have been involved in those conversations that the decision that we make on the renewal of the contract or non-renewal would be based on a review, which is very consistent to what we've done with other teams in the association with other head coaches. And it's very consistent throughout that would be the case. And the staff and players were involved in that review, and it was always transparent that would be the case. And the decision was made then, after an assessment, that we would not renew the contracts of Eileen and Colin. And that was taken to board for approval, and then a conversation happened between me and Colin on the night of the board, same with Eileen, and it was very clearly laid out there would be no renewal of contract.
And David, how were you under the impression that Colin had walked when Mark had a conversation and to say his contract would be renewed and he wanted to stay?
Thank you. Just to echo Mark's comments about, you know, gratitude to Colin for his time with the association. In terms of the exchange that I had with Colin, it was very clear that Colin's contract had not been renewed. It couldn't have been any clearer. I suppose, confusion or maybe the question mark is around, at that time, we were made aware by his agent that Colin had other suitors, and this was when he was in, I suppose, the job market per se. We were always open to whoever was appointed as head coach, considering Colin as a number two, but it's always most important for the head coach to have that choice and that opportunity to appoint their own number two. So the exchange I had with Colin was very clear that while we as an association would welcome the opportunity to work with him in the future, there's no contract at the moment, but subject to who comes in and whether or not they would express an interest in Colin as being their number two, we would be open to it. And that is simply how the conversation played out.
John?
Yeah.
Carla, apologies if we just touch on this for a moment because we lose GDP at length, but Mark, how do you react to Colin's assertion that he turned down the job as manager of Clove Ramblers because of an assurance from you that he would be kept on post the November mail?
Yeah, look, my conversations with Colin, as I've said consistently, that there would always be a review that's consistent with others, and I assured him that after the Wales games, if we qualify, of course there would be no need to have a conversation because we would be in Switzerland competing in the Euros. If we didn't qualify, then we would do a review and we would look to make a quick decision. That was also communicated with Eileen, but that would be informed by a review that's very consistent to others. And we made that process very quick and swift, but comprehensive and thorough, and then made the decision and communicated as clearly and as quickly as we could do.
And David, finally at this point, you were adamant that Colin was mistaken in his assertion that you believed he was leaving on his own accord.
Yes, that is a misunderstanding by Colin. We could not have been clearer that his contract had concluded. The belief I had was that he had a genuine opportunity elsewhere, and while he could have sat back and waited to see what head coach was appointed and take his chances as to whether or not he would be considered for a number two, I expressed that I would understand if he did take another opportunity because it was a risk for him, and that was simply the correspondence that we had.
I know you talk about the conversation being confidential. Colin publicised that conversation, so that ship has sailed. Do you dispute this version of events? whereas as Colin is driving today after?
Like I said, like we reiterate, like Colin was an employee of the association, so like any employee of the association, we don't get into talking about details publicly about that.
Those details are already public, though.
Yeah,
so that's will be wondering, that's, do you believe they're accurate, or is Colin not telling the truth?
That's their decision to do that. I said very clearly that consistently throughout all of those conversations, it was very clear, like we've done with other processes that you know, and all of the people in this room know, that we've done a review at the end of the campaign, and that would be then collated, would inform our decision to then go to the board to seek approval for that decision. And that was very clearly communicated all the way through.
It seems like Colin is a different version of events. If you're not going to dispute this here, I think it's fair for everyone to infer that he's being accurate.
You're trying to get me to say a certain thing, Gavin. I would say, like, we consistently communicate that it would be a review. So any interpretation of assurances were their interpretation of that conversation. And I was always very clear that there would be a review after the campaign had finished and a decision would be made from that information.
It's a heck of a misinterpretation on Colin's part to turn down the co-branders job based off that, given, as we know, the how that job would have suited his personal circumstances at the time.
We were clear in communication with him and his agent that we wouldn't have stood in Colin's way, gave permission for Colin to speak to the club. It was his choice to turn down that opportunity.
And David, again, I'm quite confused as to how there's been a misunderstanding between him and your messages to him. Can you clarify what was the content of this message that you sent him? I know you're talking about it's his choice to take over the roles. This was sent on December 12th after he left. Well, there was no question of taking another role. The co-branders job was gone.
So this was a separate opportunity that we were made aware he had been approached about, and given he was out of contract with the association, while I, on a personal level, enjoyed working with Colin, even though we didn't get to work particularly closely, I was very open to him being involved in Irish football moving forward, and obviously...
But it's not at this point.
Yes. But so his contract had concluded, but as I outlined a couple of minutes ago, had he wanted to wait to see who was appointed as the head coach, he could very well have been considered as a number two. But we would never have forced a number two on a head coach. So it was his volition to choose whether or not he wanted to explore another opportunity, and I was simply wishing him the best.
Okay, so he's misinterpreted your comments.
Yes.
Okay.
Colin, just wrap up there. The questions, we'll just move on to other people now, please.
Okay.
Colin,
Mark, is Eileen Gleeson still in the body of the FAI? If so, what's your position?
Again, like Colin, like thanks to Eileen for all of her work and commitment to Irish football, and also with the women's team. Her contract has ended as head coach, as you all know. Again, you'll be maybe frustrated to hear that all those conversations are confidential, and we're working through that at the moment.
Okay, is she still an employee of the FAI?
The contract as head coach is finished, and we're working through all of those conversations, and I hope that you respect and understand that we can't comment on people's contracts.
Do you want her to be an employee of the FAI?
I'm just going to repeat the same thing, Gavin, so you can keep asking, and I'm going to keep repeating the same thing.
Question for Mark. Again, come back to the column. Any issue, Mark? Colin said a few weeks before you were fairly assured of this, your recommendation to the board be that his contract should be extended alongside Eileen. Is Colin correct in that?
I'll say something similar to what I already said, but we didn't give Colin any absolute guarantees or assurances that his contract would be renewed. Eileen was the head coach, and the conversation we had was that in any conversation, actually, the priority would be the head coach as the first conversation. And the decision would be made following a review that we've done across other teams and other head coaches. So there were no guarantees or full assurances given to Colin that he would be renewed his contract, because we still had two games to play, important games, that were 4 weeks after the first conversation we had. And it would always be based on the review and the findings and how the games went against Wales.
Question for David. FAI High Profile Association, the national teams are
two of the biggest sports teams in the country. You're also an employer. I mean, Colin's language here, and I'm quite taken aback by the coolness from you. His language is very emotive, lack transparency, compassion, disregard towards showing my welfare as an employer, employee. He also talks about losing his wife. I find the coolness from the top table very hard to take. Given Colin was an employee, it doesn't seem to be any duty of care to Colin as an employee.
Look, I think we're all absolutely sympathetic to Colin's family situation. There's no doubt about that. And he is very highly regarded and very liked within the association. And I know that the team rallied around him and provided him with the support at that time. And obviously, you know, my heart goes out to anyone in that situation. With that said, as outlined, this was a footballing decision. And as such, this is where we stand today, I'm afraid.
Sean
O'Connor. Mark, just following on from Aidan's question, Colin accused the FAI of a lack of transparency and compassion when he says he was called a matter of minutes before Eileen's news came out, and following a few minutes later, there was no mention of his name in the statement. You can kind of see where he's coming from.
Yeah, that comment isn't completely accurate. The conversation that I had with Colin was after the board meeting, after the decision was made. First conversation was with Eileen, as you'd expect. Second conversation with Colin in terms of that. So it was communicated and what the decision was. There was also communication before the Wales games. There was also communication between the Wales games during the review and also up to the board decision in terms of what would happen. And it was clearly laid out the decision would be made at that period of time before Christmas, because Eileen and Colin in particular needed absolute clarity of what was going on, and we believed that was the right thing to do also. We understand that Colin obviously wasn't mentioned in the press release, something for us to reflect on, but it was very clearly communicated with Colin that he would not be renewing his contract, and it was after the board meeting.
Why was Colin's name not mentioned in that statement? He had to go to his own representatives to get the news out on his part.
There's something for us to reflect on. We wanted the press release to be clear on Eileen at the time, because she was what we thought was the priority as the head coach. And maybe if we had our time back, we could have created that clarity. But it was absolutely our decision to make the decision that Colin wouldn't renew his contract. And we have to make these difficult decisions. As David said, it was a purely football decision. We do respect Colin, and we understand his personal circumstances have been devastating for him in the last year, and we've tried to support him, but this in this moment it's been a football decision, and we believe that the new head coach Carla had needed to have the opportunity to bring in an assistant head coach, if you think that's a critical role.
And just finally, I wanted to hear your thoughts on what you made of Denise O'Sullivan and Caitlin Hayes' comments last month.
Yeah, we have a good relationship with the players. We communicate with them regularly, open dialogue, so that's a good thing in terms of our communication with them. Obviously we didn't qualify, so there was a lot of thoughts and feelings around that. The players and the staff were all in it together, and were ultimately trying to achieve that goal and didn't do. So naturally there was some feelings of disappointment, frustration, in some cases anger around that, and it's natural to have those emotions. The players built up a good relationship with staff, including Colin, which is quite clear. So we didn't have any problem with players expressing their feelings, and they share that with us as well. So obviously that was public, but we've had those conversations with players to get their feelings as well.
Thank you.